Hello, you're listening to Dev Pulse Expanding the Stack, a series on the Open Makers Channel and Open Channels FM production. I'd like to give a big thanks to Kinsta for supporting this show. Built on Google Cloud's premium infrastructure, Kinsta delivers speed, security, free migrations, and a dashboard that keeps agencies and site owners focused on growth, not on server headaches. Check them out at kinsta.com.
This is Zach Stepik here at WordCamp US 2025. We are on the show floor in the exhibit hall. I'm sitting in a beautifully pink booth with some friends here from Elementor, and we're going to talk about a new product that Elementor has been working on. So we have Shiloh and Miriam here with us. How are you both doing today?
Doing well, kind of tired, but having fun. How are you, Shiloh?
I'm fine. You know, demoing all day, but it's great.
Well, I'm not going to make you do a demo because we're not doing video. So consider this a respite from all of that. So you've been working on a product called Angie, right?
Exactly.
And why Angie?
Oh, why Angie?
Yeah.
It's a funny story because we started working on a new product. We wanted to bring the new way of AI to WordPress. We know that AI is a disruptor for all of the market. We wanted to bring the experience, a better experience, for all WordPress users. We started working on it. Our initial idea was to call it Angie, AI engine for WordPress. The initial word was engine, just to make sure it works and operates on your behalf.
Right.
And it rolled out, and we tried to characterize it a bit. And once we tried it out, it rolled out nicely with Angie. And Angie is a good name. It's with the Rolling Stones song, Angie.
Right, right.
Catchy. Everyone loves the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
So this is the story behind it. And it got its characteristics now.
So, interesting name, great story behind how it happened. But what does it do?
Great. So basically, Angie is not just an assistant, not just a chatbot like most of the chatbots you've encountered up until now.
Right.
It takes the power of MCP, Model Context Protocol.
Okay.
It's a new concept that's being developed in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
And integrates it, brings it into WordPress. What it means, it can act and understand contextually what you are doing in your WordPress website. And it integrates to your ecosystem. For example, it knows how to interact with WordPress. It knows how to interact with Gutenberg, with Elementor Editor. It knows how to interact with multiple other plugins, such as WooCommerce, ACF, and more. And it acts as a bridge between the AI capabilities and WordPress website. And it can translate, and it can have an agent right into your WordPress website that can trigger tools. And it can register tools and trigger tools and act on your behalf. For example, update plugins, update themes, create some posts, some content, set up custom post types and fields, and more and more. Basically, it helps you with a streamlined and unified interface. Just write down what you want. You don't have to go around and stroll with various interfaces and find where the settings are for each plugin or each tool that you're using. Just write down what you want. It's equipped with more and more tools that can help you better. For example, search the web, upload files and analyze them, create, read, update, delete every piece of the integrated and supported content pieces that are in your site. And it streamlines and make your work much faster, much more modern, let's call it like this.
Okay. So it takes care of CRUD for you, and among other things.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to avoid the CRUD.
It's such a great term, though, right?
Exactly.
So knowing that it has context of what's happening inside WordPress, I would imagine most of that context at the beginning was WordPress core functionality plus, I mean, you work on this other plugin. Right, so I would imagine it knows your plugin well, too.
Of course.
That's Elementor, if you didn't hear the beginning part. But I know that, you know, from what we've talked about, the plan is for that ecosystem to grow.
Exactly.
So how do people get involved in exposing their plugins and their products to this MCP concept?
So part of our approach to bringing Angie to the WordPress ecosystem is that it should give them as many capabilities as possible within WordPress and Elementor, obviously, and these other tools that Shiloh mentioned, but also beyond. Mm-hmm. So we are working with other products in the ecosystem that bring value to WordPress users to work with them to create their own MCPs that Angie can then talk to and allow users to manage their plugins that way. One interesting example is the events calendar by Stellar.
Uh-huh.
They create an MCP, and users can now gain a lot of power from their plugin that maybe was challenging for some users to get. Bulk updates, bulk actions, even pulling in events from the internet to their site through Angie.
Okay.
All these types of things that maybe were like time-consuming and complicated, they now can do. And we're looking forward to partnering with more companies and products in that way.
So I know that some of the things that we talked about when we first talked about this were things like being able to instruct your host to take a backup just directly from this. So there are ways for it to talk through APIs to external services and other things that are part of your site, but not necessarily part of the direct WordPress experience too, right?
Right. So while we're working on this and we're working on the core capabilities and these other product capabilities, we're thinking, okay, but what else would a user want to be able to do within their WordPress site? That's maybe not WordPress specific, but it's around website management. So I'm about to do something on my site, and maybe I'm like, it's like kind of a risky thing to do. I want to make a backup right now. Instead of going outside of the site and going into a dashboard or whatever and making a backup, you can just say, make a backup right now and have a backup created, and then, you know, do what you want to do. And there's a lot of capabilities that haven't even been implemented yet that, you know, can be based on user experience and what people would like to do to make their just general workflow easier and better. These types of workflows in the past were developer-oriented and maybe, you know, demanded setup and things that wasn't accessible to everyone. But with
right.
Angie and AI, agentic AI like Angie, you know, people can have these kind of modern, more advanced workflows at their fingertips without having complicated configuration.
I think that this is just the tip of the iceberg when talking about hosting abilities, because it's not just hosting. There are two types of integrations, let's call it like this, because basically it's integrations, MCP.
Right.
The ability to use local integrations, you know, plugins that are installed in your website and can interact with Angie or in your website and activate it, and remote ones. The remote ones are not sitting directly in your website, and it can be almost everything. You can connect it to your Google Workspace, or you connect it to your WhatsApp,
uh-huh.
and pull and direct Angie to do stuff on your behalf, not from within the website, or ask it to pull data from external sources. So it's only the initial setup that now we configured with Elementor Host, just to try and do some actions that are going to be the example for how MCP can be integrated and can be incorporated into a WordPress website.
Awesome. So this really, it expands the ecosystem of what the Elementor team is working on considerably too. And it supports the existing work that the Elementor team has done while providing ways for the other ecosystem partners to, and people that, you know, we get to see here to integrate and have their products talk through this, you know, agentic workflow that everybody in this space is talking about AI right now for a number of reasons, right? And a lot of people, when they first start out with AI, they start out, you know, really simple prompts, one thing, do this one thing for me. And it'll do that well, I would imagine, because it's really good. AI is really good at doing that one thing. But once you get a little more advanced, you get into, you know, prompt crafting, and you can really set up like a multi-step process. So you could say, for example, take a backup of my site as it is now, then make this change, then make this third, you know, the second change, And after that, create this new page, you know, and take this data and do it all in one prompt, and then have it even go and look to make sure all the changes are there potentially. And so that's really where the future of all of this, I think, is going, is not only this, you know, the standard agentic workflow, but even multi-agentic workflows where different agents are doing different things in different parts, and MCP is kind of the glue behind all of it.
I think we're going to see a lot of people finding a lot of the value in AI being automating things, removing, you know, reducing time needed to do things, and freeing them up to really bring their creativity and their talent to the table rather than like spending it making backups and having these processes. And I think something that interesting that I hope we'll see is that people will start sharing their agentic workflows with each other.
Yeah.
So you could even have like a marketplace of prompting within WordPress and beyond, where people share things that work for them, that help them save time, that help them do things that they couldn't do before because they just didn't have the capabilities, they didn't have the teams, they didn't have the resources.
Right.
And everyone can learn from each other. It really is the tip of the iceberg at this point. Like, we're just like figuring out what we can do. And because it has so many capabilities, especially when you combine tools, not just within WordPress, but outside of WordPress and outside of what we're just, you know, the basic thinking, we're going to see so many possibilities. And I think we're really excited to see how people use it.
That's awesome. So if somebody who owns a product company in the WordPress space is listening, you know, whether that's hosting or a SaaS product or a plugin, what's the next step for them? How do they get in touch with you so that they can, you know, get involved, test this out? What's the next step?
So please contact me.
Okay.
You can email me. You can find me on LinkedIn or whatever. My email is miriam@elementor.com, just FYI. And the next steps are, you know, we'll talk and see what your product is. And then we have an SDK that our team built and a demo plugin, and you, the other product, can take a look at it. We've been getting really good feedback from our partners who are working on it that the SDK is really pretty straightforward and they can do things pretty quickly and get up and running with this integration. But we're also always interested in feedback and ways that we can improve it further. And those are the next steps. And then once you've created your MCP, then we're good to go. And we're excited for Angi users to be able to leverage the power of your product as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's really cool to see, you know, the expansion of the breadth of what the Elementor team is doing. I'm excited to see where this goes and see what's next. If you have a product, you know, and you're listening to this, reach out. You know, it doesn't hurt to try and get involved and see if it's something that works for you. And honestly, you know, if you're a product owner, you know you want to play with this AI stuff. So why not do it in a way that enables you to already work with something that's on the marketplace that is out there? And so, I'm excited about this kind of stuff. You know, I'm going to be talking with Vito about what they're doing at, you know, Adorim as well, the multi-agentic workflow there. I think that it's a really exciting time to be in this space in WordPress and have all these tools available to us that are going to transform the way we work.
I think that in some ways, or in many ways, WordPress will actually be seen to have an advantage in this agentic AI space because of the open source nature and all of the players investing in trying to find the best way to work with AI, we're going to see a lot of innovation and creativity around it in a way that other ecosystems might not have because we have so many people contributing in different ways. And it will be really interesting to see how, you know, the chips fall or whatever the saying is and the best ways that we can all work with agentic AI in our workflows.
Absolutely. So if there's any one thing that you wanted the more techie audience that we have to know about one of the challenges you faced while you were building this, what would one of those more interesting stories be?
There are many.
Oh, I'm sure there always are, right?
You know, you manage multi-context agent inside WordPress, inside various areas. with roles management and capabilities management, with security, which is, of course, the S in MCP stands for security, of course,
right.
You probably know. But to manage it and to wrap it all around and to make sure it works properly, to make sure that the accuracy of the results is true, to make sure what is the best concept for MCPs? Is it a lot of tools broken down or just few tools that can get parameters and work and act on your behalf?
Mm-hmm.
So the learning curve there was really with error and trial. Every time we tried until we got the perfect receipt, and we keep on iterating on this. So you don't have, for you to have a valid and good AI product, you don't have to manage all of the surroundings. Just build your own MCP tools, expose them, register them. You will use it either for Angie or for any other tool
right.
out there. Just build it, ship it, try it, see the capabilities and what users do with it. And this is the main message I want to send to every techie or every developer that's out there. Try it, use it, and share feedback with us, because it's something that is really important.
Awesome. Well, we will include a link to the product in the show notes, and I encourage you all to go out and check it out. Give us some feedback, give the Elementor team feedback on what you think. And thank you both for your time here at the show. I know time is limited.
Thank you.
So, it's a crazy 4 days, right?
It's so crazy. I mean, I feel like we've been here forever, and it's day three.
Yeah.
So we have a whole other day ahead of us.
We do.
Somehow, we're going to make it, right?
I think we will.
We'll be standing at the end or not. I don't know.
It depends on how hard we party tomorrow night.
Or tonight.
Or tonight. That's true.
I hear that Elementor has a party tonight.
There does happen to be an Elementor party tonight.
Yeah, rumors have it. So since it's an Elementor party, I think I need to show up.
You probably should. Though, honestly, what I found, because we had an event last night, if you're running a side event, you're actually in less trouble than the people that are attending the side events.
Really? How is that?
Because it's less likely that you will overdo it and party too much. So,
Maybe. I mean, our party is going to involve karaoke, so you never know where that's going to take you.
That depends entirely on who's there.
That's true. Well, we shall see. And I think it'll be fun. So we're excited
to see
whoever can come. And yeah, and then tomorrow should be fun too. So.
Well, I heard a few people talking about what songs they're going to perform.
Good. People really should prepare properly for such an important event and activity.
I heard that Jacoby knows all the words to Pink Pony Club.
Good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Jacoby and I actually, whenever we're together and there's karaoke, we sing Sweet Caroline together. So,
nice.
Yeah, we've become really good at it. We've been doing it since WordCamp Europe in Berlin in 2019.
Okay.
So we're like pros.
Yeah, I
so
mean,
that's
6
happening.
Years of singing that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a pro by then.
We're definitely pros.
You have roles.
We have roles, exactly. We do.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining me today. And
thanks for talking to us.
Awesome. It's so great to see. So I will have more updates here from the show floor for you guys, as much as I can find people who are crazy enough to let me interview them in the middle of this. So, thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd like to thank Kinsta once again. Do check them out at kinsta.com. Until the next time, take care.